Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Everybody, shout out to Odyssey System Updates. They only want to start right when we open the phone lines up. That's the Odyssey System Updates know exactly when the phone lines are open
and
when I need the computer. Obviously, it's a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Listen, man, it's divisional round weekend. It's cold as hell. It's Friday. You ain't got no job. You want to pull yourself a Scotty's right now? I'm not judging you. Here's what you need to do on Saturday, though. Join 106.7 The Fan for the Burgundy and Gold pregame show starting at 6 at Honor Brewing Company in Sterling. It'll be hyped for the Commanders-Lions game. That's Honor Brew Company in Sterling, 42604 Trade West Drive. Landfill, that's very close to your house.
Are you going, Landfill?
My first Ask Me Mitch Anything question is, will Landfill go to Honor Brew Company in Sterling for the Burgundy and Gold pregame show?
It's absolutely wild, but it just so happens that I have plans at that time.
What are the plans?
It turns out this is the only time that the grocery store will sell me baked goods, and I just got to pick some up.
So last time they sold you vegetables, that's the only time.
One time it was ham.
Yeah.
I think you can't come to
I think you're lying to us.
You can't come to 106.7 night in Leesburg because that's the ham sale?
That's when they sell me herbs and spices.
Vegetables, he said.
Herbs and spices.
It was vegetables last time.
Colonel Sanders?
Yep.
Here's what I can tell the people. Burgundy and Gold pregame show starts at 6 at Honor Brewing Company in Sterling. Landfill may or may not be there.
But I'm going to go with may not.
I bet Denton's going to be there. Is Rooster going to be there? Rooster might be going to Detroit. I cannot confirm or deny. If Rooster's coming in.
If he's driving, he's going to get there at 8:05.
I have $25
with three suitcases.
I have $25 on a bus ticket for Rooster to get to Detroit.
Nah. He'll have the ticket already. He's not going.
I just got information from a source. From an Ashburn source. I'm not going to name names, but I'm going to tell you what it says. Ready? Mm-hmm. Insider info. According to the lady that cuts my hair, Jaden is getting his hair cut in the room next to us.
Ooh.
This is Ashburn information. All right.
They can't wait to say stuff when you go, oh, you know Jaden Daniels over there. Get his hair cut. That's why I stopped going to the cleaners I used to go to.
There's probably people driving around Ashburn now that are just going to drive to all the barbershops.
That's not why you stopped going to the barber. Baby.
The cleaners, I said the cleaners. I shaved my head in 1993 and been shaving ever since.
No, you have hair in this 1996 Hex photo shoot.
No.
Yes.
That's an old picture.
No, it's
it has to be
not.
An old picture.
Right, Landfill, new mission, you know, find 96. Some other pictures from 96.
It was training camp in 96. That's what it was.
I mean, you clearly have hair in the
That's
photo.
Not, that wasn't in training camp. That was in off season.
Okay. Why'd you stop going to the cleaners? The dry cleaners?
The lady had to tell everybody I'm coming in. I said, listen, ma'am, if you're going to be advertising me coming here all the time, you need to give me a damn discount. Oh, no, I can't do that. I said, well, I can't come to you no more. So I started going to the other spot. They give me a discount, and they don't must tell everybody I come there.
All right, so we are doing Ask Me Mitch Anything. We're also just opening the phones. Like, We're going to have a packed show. This is probably our only real phone call conversation time.
Yeah.
So the phones are open now for a while until Jeff's hype song at 11:45. I also want to hear if anybody's going to the game this weekend.
Oh, that's a lot of people going.
I'd like to hear from you. One thing I'm curious
about. How much
about,
are the tickets?
Dude, pull up White Brian. Give me ticket prices again. Rally Captain looks like he is on a plane right now.
Rally Captain is already there rolling. He got to get there to set up everything, man.
Tailgate Ted sent me a photo this morning drinking a Bloody Mary. I don't know if he was at the airport or what. Ted, what up, man?
What's going on, boys? How you doing?
What's up, brother?
Good. How are you, dude?
I'm good, man. I'm out here, a couple Bloody Marys deep, just listening to you guys.
Are you in Detroit?
You're in Detroit already?
Yeah, no, I was on a 6 o'clock flight out this morning.
Damn. Oh, my God.
Was Santana on that flight? They said 10 o'clock, a 6 o'clock flight.
No, I didn't see Tana. I was out of DCA. I'm not sure which one Tana was going out of.
Gotcha. All right, dude.
There were a dozen other Commanders fans, Washington fans on the flight. So we're showing up out here.
Yo, can I ask how much you paid for tickets? Tickets are expensive as hell, right?
Yes, they are.
4 digits. I'm not proud to say it, but like I told you, JP, I've been saving up 19 years for this.
Yeah, I love that.
There was zero chance.
I think you've got the right mindset, Ted, because, yo, it's an expensive ticket. But one, you can afford it. It's not like you had to like take out a second mortgage, right? And two, if you think about it, you haven't been buying a lot of playoff tickets lately, and you sure as hell haven't bought a division round
much
ticket.
Of none.
And so, the costs are the costs, and if you can swing it, and if this matters to you, go for it.
For
Don't
it,
be
baby.
Embarrassed by that at all.
Yeah.
No, even if I couldn't swing it, there was no way I was missing this. If I am breathing, I'm going to be here. I'll figure it out.
You sound like you're barely breathing, though,
yeah,
dog. You feeling
like
all right?
The voice is coming back slowly. I'm just trying to rest it for the game.
If you already drinking Bloody Marys already this morning, your voice is not going to be good.
Yeah, I'm maybe, making bad maybe. Decisions, B, but, you know, we'll see how
and
it goes.
And he's supposed to be in charge of Drew.
You act like you're hanging out
is
with
Drew
JP.
Out there yet?
No, Drew's at the airport right now. He's getting out here in about 2.
All right.
Yeah, I think we're going to meet up. And then a bunch of other Washington fans are already on their way, like Rally Captain, you said. And we're going to pre-rally before the actual rally.
All right, here's what I'm going to tell you, Ted. I'm just going to be very honest about this. You're on your third Bloody Mary at 11 a.m. I land around 8 p.m. We're not going to meet up. you're going to be in a different time zone than me by then.
Man, Ted is a veteran at this stuff, man.
Don't go to Canada, bro.
He won't sound like he sound right now, though.
Don't go to Canada,
he won't be talking.
Appreciate you, Ted. Have fun. We'll see you tomorrow, buddy.
You too, boys.
You better wrap that voice up.
Yo, and something is going around, too. Tischler got sick. Grant is sick. Ted doesn't sound very good. It's the middle of winter. There's snow everywhere.
Yeah, the team is good. People are drinking more than they often do.
Our guy Russ is on the line. What up, Russ?
How y'all doing this morning?
We good, Russ. Hey, what's happening?
Not too much, man. I'm going to win them Bloody Marys, I think.
Or some Scotties, baby.
What? Hey, we're two games away from the Super Bowl, fellas. What do you think about that?
I like that thought. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You're accurate, dude.
Yeah,
two games. Yeah, I'm hoping. I was gonna ask you, you missed about Monte Coleman, man. He used to have a hunting shop down there in Chantilly. I took my deer hunting rifle down there one time. He worked on it, but Monte was such a cool person. I wonder how he's doing.
Yeah, Monte got some little medical issues right now, but he's doing well. So I'm at the alumni weekend. He's back in North Kekalecki. Arkansas.
Yeah, that's awesome, bro.
Yep.
Well, Monte Coleman is an all-time Redskin, man. Oh, they used to have.
Yes, he is.
Thank you for the call, Russ. Appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, y'all have a great trip. Take care,
man. Take care.
They used to have this photo of Monte Coleman. What has now become? You know how they have like another locker room for the female officials now?
Huh?
That used to be like this little VIP area. You know the room I'm talking about, across from the locker.
Yeah.
Across from the actual locker room. That used to be this like weird VIP area. I don't know who or what went in there, but we used to record the podcast in there sometimes because by the time we'd be doing that, the whole stadium was empty.
Uh-huh.
And they had this photo of Monte Coleman hanging up there. It was just one of the most badass, like iconic photos. Looked like after a tough kind of rain game. And it's this picture of Monte holding up his helmet. You remember that image?
Mm-hmm.
And it was in black and white, though. It was just so dope. Monte Coleman, all-time Redskin. I love hearing that name.
Yeah.
I love hearing that name going into divisional round. That's a dude. I mean, B, you talk about a dude that left it all out there.
Hey, man, that dude taught me so much about this league, man.
I remember we had him on, I want to say, like the first week of our radio show. Because I asked you, I was like, yo, can we get Monty Coleman on? And you were like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't have been cooler. My boy Dan McQueen, Monty Coleman's his favorite player ever. That was a good call. That's a good trip down memory lane. You start thinking about a guy that played 16 years in the NFL.
6'4", 251, 36-inch waist, 4'5".
Bro, all 16 seasons in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
He was an 11th round draft pick. That doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, dude, 62, he has how many? He was a linebacker.
Yeah.
He has 17 career interceptions.
Yeah. Dude, I told you.
You know how many tackles he
the
made?
The first time I beat him in a route in practice, I celebrated like I won the Super Bowl. Because if the dude put his fingertip on you, pinky finger, push you right to the ground.
You know how many tackles he made in his career?
I mean.
You know how much Ted said he paid for that ticket?
Four digits.
Monty Coleman made 1,002 tackles over his career.
Hey, man.
And how many, I'm honestly asking this because I believe Jacoby's one of them. How many guys were here for all three Super Bowl wins and all four Super Bowls? Because Monty's one of them.
Monty's one of them.
I think Jacoby, right?
Joe may have been.
We need... Whoever wants to find that answer for me, fire away.
Go to work.
Also, I pulled this up. So Rally Captain also has his like events package, right? So where he can get you out there. Listen to the dollar amounts on this. So if you want the complete package, which I guess is travel. Okay, so here's what the trip includes. Airfare, hotel, and then your choice of a ticket. So if you want your own room, airfare, and a ticket, lower level is $3,300. If you go upper level, it's $3,000. If you're willing to share a room, say it's you and your buddy. Man, that,
upper
you
level, 33. Lower level, 33. Upper level, 3,000. I'm going with the 33.
Dude, if I'm paying $3,000, I'm paying $3,300 to be in the lower.
You know, heartbeat.
It's an expensive trip, man, but I know people are going to be out there. Let's go to Pete in Hanover. What up, Pete?
What do you say, fellas?
What do you say, man?
B. Mitch, I got a question for you.
What you got?
Back in, I think it was the 92-93 season. It was the season after we won our last Super Bowl. We played a playoff game that you went crazy in. You started as the running back, which normally that never happened.
Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Why? The question is, why that particular game? You started as the starting running back.
I actually didn't start. I think Ernest started the game. He got hurt early. And I think Ricky was already hurt. So I ended up finishing up the game at running back. Punt return, kick return, fake punt, all kinds of stuff.
You
did everything.
You won the game. You won the game, like, on your back. We were all wondering why that didn't happen more often, where they let you, you know, take a lead in the running game.
Oh, you know, they said that I was more important as a returner, and my body thanks them today because, you know, not getting hit as many times and carrying that ball as much, probably wouldn't be as healthy as I am today and being able to do all the stuff that I do. So I'm cool with it.
Well,
thanks
God
for the call,
bless you.
Pete.
We all love you down here.
Thank you, bro.
Appreciate
you, buddy. Love the show.
Thanks, dude. What's my time? So Landfill, so Monty Coleman is one of the guys that made all three rings, four appearances. Landfill's also told me Bostic, Grimm, Art Monk.
All right.
So when did Jake come in? Was he not there for the Super Bowl loss?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
We got our crack research team on it. Our guy Lawrence is on the line. What's up, Lawrence?
What's happening, y'all? Man, sure, happy man. Friday.
Same to you, brother.
Listen, I don't think Detroit's better than the Ravens. That might be my personal opinion, but I don't think they have a better offense, and they definitely don't have a better defense, and they only beat us by a touchdown. You take what you want from that. But my question for B-Mitch, my 5-year-old son, he's an 8-18 boy like you. You know we live in D.C. The football programs aren't like that around here. What's the best way to get him started? Because he wants to play for the Red W's, as he calls it.
The Red W's?
Oh,
to get him started in football?
Are you trying to get him into tackle
Get him in flag early, and then I'll move from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you guys live?
In D.C. So you're saying through D.C. Parks and Rec? Because he goes to Capital City, which they don't have a football team.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, dude,
it's a lot of different programs out there. But you just make sure you follow suit, because I know Doc was involved with a place earlier where they made sure all the fundamentals and stuff were taught. You know?
True.
I played youth football for an organization called Maplewood that's based out kind of Bethesda, Rockville. I don't know how far that is for you. And this is that's tackle football. They probably don't start till 6 or 7 is my guess. But you absolutely learned how to play football the right way. And I'd stand by that organization if you want to check them out.
So you guys think that route instead of like a camp first?
I don't know, man. I would just Google some stuff, honestly.
Yeah, you can send them through a camp. But like the whole thing is like once you go to the camp, you got to take it somewhere.
Yeah.
So and a lot of the football programs, they have camps.
Thanks,
true.
Buddy.
True.
Yep.
Let's get one more in here. Pierce is in Chicago. What up, Pierce?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
Good. Man, this stuff runs deep. My dad and I have talked more over the last 5 weeks than we have in the last 5 years because of the Commanders being in the playoffs. Dad's favorite memory was the 72 championship. Watched the Super Bowl in 83 from Radford. Man, this is crazy.
I love that, man.
But my question is, Lions been susceptible to the run, gave up 60 to Anthony Richardson and 50 to Kyler Murray and kind of look back at the stats. Realistically, is Jaden Daniels running for 100?
Hey, I don't know. But I tell you, if they don't keep eye on him, he's going to run for something.
He's running us to the championship. And I'm debating on driving to Detroit and spending $1,000 on going to the game. But I don't know. I don't know. It might not shape out that way.
Well,
all right, man. Well,
figure it out. Good luck.
If you come, JP will be there. He owe you a beer.
There is a chance the ticket prices. Last week in Tampa, the ticket prices dropped the day of. So if you,
I don't think these are going to drop.
I don't think
and
so
the
either.
And the reason
but...
I said Detroit has some Rabbit fans, we have Rabbit fans, and it's inside.
Inside helps. Yeah. And I think nobody in Detroit wants to sell these tickets. They want to go to the game.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just kind of a different situation. Thanks for the call, Pierce. Hey, good luck, buddy. How far is the drive from Detroit to Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
A couple hours? 3-4 hours? I have no idea. All right. I'm going to try to do the right thing here. I'm going to break on time.
Already 1 minute over, so you're good.
This is on time, bro. If you're on the phone, stay there. We're taking calls up until 11:45 when you'll hear Jeff Walker's divisional round hype song.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.